Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Nerdery podcast. This is technically Nerdery 2.0. I am your host, Trinity, and I am belated in getting you another podcast. I apologize for that. Haven't been able to figure out what to talk about, frankly. The last couple of times I've talked about my dates and some of the wacky stuff that's gone on with those and trying to come up with code names for people. That was fun. So I haven't been going on as many dates lately, partly because I've kind of sort of settled on just the one person that I want to go on dates with, so hee hee ha ha. Girly giggles, yes. So I want to see how that goes, where that goes, if it goes, hopefully it goes. Yeah, I'm digging it, so we'll find out. The other thing is there are certain parts of my social life right now that I do want to keep a little bit under wraps. I don't feel it's appropriate to talk about where the whole world can hear it. So I have slowed down a bit on my podcast. I apologize for that for anybody who is an avid listener. But I did want to go in and make one today and talk a little bit about a couple of things. One of the biggest things was that I wanted to do a little shout out to my coworker slash friend, Kevin, who started his own podcast. And I think that's super cool. It's called Dogs Rolling Dice. And basically what he does is he will intro, he will talk about some sort of newsworthy item going on that has to do with doggos, and then he will talk about a board game, usually something interesting, unique, probably one you've never heard of before. He'll explain the mechanics of it and why it would be fun, what kind of setting it would be appropriate for, basically what to expect. And then he'll finish off by, you know, saying a little bit of personal stuff about himself. Like, his Christmas one was pretty cool. He talked about Christmas pudding. I talked to him in person. I can't remember what his answer was, if he liked the pudding or not. Shoot, I'm gonna have to ask him again. Anyway, so he's got a really cool podcast. It's very soothing. He has, like, a very, like, soft, quiet voice. Partly because he's recording it in bed and doesn't want to wake up his wife. And, yeah, it's short. It's sweet, it's kind of funny and interesting, and again, very soothing. So I highly, highly recommend it. If you like dogs, if you're nerdy at all, or if you just want like a nice soothing voice to listen to, Dogs Rolling Dice is your thing. Yeah. Oh, hey, that worked.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? God, this is a... I don't know what...
Hi there. Hello. Hi there. Hello.
I can hear you.
Hello.
Oh my...
Dark Kevin.
Oh shit. Okay.
This may be the funniest, this may end up being the funniest podcast ever.
Yeah.
So we both talk over each other and not hear the other.
Hilarious. Are you able to hear me at all?
Okay, let's see what's happening here. Hello?
Hello? Oh my God.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. This is the Trinity and Kev podcast.
This is a great podcast. We can't hear each other.
Okay. I can't hear you, but I'm assuming you can hear me. So.
Yes. I can hear you. How is this supposed to work? Oh my God.
Okay. This is comedy gold.
So I can hear him. He can't hear me at all. He's just talking. Oh. so that was my coworker slash friend Kevin, who I just told you about his podcast, and mine's attempt to do a podcast together using the invite friends button in Anchor. And didn't quite go as planned. My assumption had been that if I invited him in, he could go in and talk, and we could talk to each other, we could record a little segment together. But instead what happened was, it recorded both of us talking. I could hear him talking, but he couldn't hear me, clearly. So that's what we ended up with. We tried two times, once with headphones and once without, to see if that made any difference. It didn't. So my guess is that either the intended purpose of that is to allow someone to record and talk on your show, but not to talk together or with each other. Okay. Or we're doing it wrong, or something's gone amiss. So that's what we ended up with, and I decided I'm going to go ahead and stick that in my podcast because it's too funny not to. So there was your first introduction to Kevin if you never heard him before. Yay! So there you go. That's Kevin from Dogs Rolling Dice. Go check out his podcast. For me, I will do a little bit of debriefing on what my life has been like as of late. The last time that I talked to you, I've been going on multiple dates. I was trying to cope with, you know, the the hard part of you know, ending a very long-term relationship was suddenly being very alone and going to bed by yourself and all that. It's still kind of hard. I've gotten much better at it. I think that's a good thing. I know that I had mentioned something about, you know, when you've been with somebody for a really, really, really long time, you get that sort of background level white noise, just comfort, just that sort of security, safety blanket, as you may call it, of just knowing that somebody's there. Even if you're not particularly happy with that person, at least you have somebody. So that's kind of what I lost, and that's difficult. That's a difficult thing to not have around anymore, to suddenly be, you know, it's nighttime and everybody's gone to bed and you're sitting there and normally you'd have somebody to like talk to or snuggle up next to you, and now you don't. So, I've gotten to the point where, you know, I'm still a little sad about it, but I'm not where I was previously. I would say the first like 3 months, which sounds like a really long time, was probably the hardest part. It helped that I had, at one point, I had somebody that I was talking to, and he was there for me, and I don't even know if he meant to be, but he basically talked to me until I fell asleep every night. It made me feel a lot less alone, and then suddenly he wasn't around anymore, and I had to figure out how to go to sleep without having someone to talk to until I literally couldn't keep my eyes open anymore. That was a new thing, but what ended up happening, funnily enough, without it being intentional at all, was I went from having somebody who was there in my life in person, physically, to having somebody only that I could talk to on the phone, to having nobody. So it was almost like I had weaned myself off of having somebody around, and it kind of ended up being a sort of a gentle way for me to figure out how to be by myself. So it all sort of worked out in the end. And right now, I am focusing on a couple different things. I'm focusing on trying to see what I need to do in order to either A, promote at my job, or B, get a different job. A would be preferable, I think, because I do really love my company quite a bit. They're very unique in how they operate, and the way they operate entails a lot of compassion that you don't often see in companies. And it generally means that I feel valued there. And I learn a lot. I get basically a free education on something that I'm very, very passionate about, being animals, specifically dogs and cats, and their nutrition and biology, and you know what their needs are. I find that incredibly interesting, and I love learning about it, and I love sharing it and empowering people with that information so that they can make good choices and have happy, healthy pets. So I love that. I love the idea of being able to stay there, but I also need to make enough money to stay there. So it's very difficult in this state. It's very expensive to live here, probably most places in the U.S. at this point. It's just very expensive. And I would like to at some point be as close to being independent as possible, or at least not necessarily being on my own, but just have the ability to, if I need to be on my own, I can take care of myself. That's what I want. It's hard to do unless if you work for a gigantic corporation. Even then, you may not make enough money. So there you go. The other option would be to find another job entirely. The reason why that might be an option is because it would be a much, much quicker path to suddenly getting a big, big pay bump. I've also thought briefly about maybe doing Uber Eats. I don't know if I want to do that or not. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some weird stuff involved, like car insurance. That's always fun. Yay, I love car insurance. By the way, here's the angry part of my nerdery podcast, the nerd/angry=nerdery. Also, I do get angry about some things, and one of those things is car insurance, because the government has decided that you are legally required to have car insurance, and if you don't have it, then you get a big, big fine. You get in trouble. But you have to pay up the wazoo to have car insurance, and there's no kind of regulation on that. That's frustrating to me. So I'm legally required to have it, but they're not legally required to make it fucking affordable. I am a single person, you know, trying to make it on my own in a very expensive state. I work full-time. At one point, I was working three jobs, and I still wasn't making enough to cover, you know, rent, car insurance, a cell phone, food, gas, water, sewer, garbage, electricity, and then just other basic stuff like credit card bills and a car payment, etc. Like, all that stuff together puts me in the red. So, I don't know how you can be expected to have to legally have something, but they're not going to provide it to you, or at least make sure that it is reasonable in terms of price. I know some people who are paying anywhere from like $300 to $700 a month on insurance, and it's just stupid. Anyway, so mini rant done. I'll move on from that now. Yeah, so the other thing I'm focusing on, I don't remember what I said. My memory is terrible. That's something I need to focus on, fixing my memory. God, yeah, it's bad. So let's see, hula hooping is a thing that I've been working on. I'm trying to work on tricks. I'm in the process of trying to learn how to do isolation, linear isolation, iso pops, some sort of iso twirl where I twirl around, and just basically overall get better at hooping. When you hula hoop, you have to buy a big, big hoop that's kind of heavy in order to start hooping if you've never done it before, usually like around 40 to 45 inches or so in diameter, and you can hoop that pretty easily unless you're just a terrible, terrible hooper, in which case you got a long way to go. So I started out with that, was naturally just like instantly good at it, and then I got a much, much smaller hoop that was closer to like somewhere between 29 to 31 inches. Oh boy, that's a lot harder to hoop with. You gotta really like, wah, like gyrate, like holy crap, you gotta move so fast. It also helps if you're skinny like a beanpole, which I am not. I got some curves, so, you know, more cushion for the pushing, whatever they say. And so I have to work on that. Both ends. Both dwindling down some of the cushioning and also figuring out how to move my body quick enough to get that hoop to stay on. I have been improving. I will say that. I will say that this little tiny hoop that I've gotten is staying around my waist longer and longer. So I'm working on it. I've also got another hoop on the way because I'm obsessed. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hoops. So I'm going to get my sixth hoop in the mail. And it is going to be the girliest hoop I probably will ever own. It is pink and sparkly and changes color under UV light. So sometimes it's super neon bright pink and other times it's like a kind of like a rose gold translucent. That word doesn't sound right to me now. I'm talking like Sean Connery. It's a translucent hoop. anyway, So that's something that I'm working on, the hula hooping. I've been recording songs at least every other day. I love to sing. So I've just been making myself, you know, sing every day, trying to work on my voice, trying to just make sure it stays sharp and that my pipes stay good and trying to work on reaching a little bit higher notes, which seems to be actually going pretty good. So those are some things that I'm working on and focusing on. Sorry, I faded out there at the end. I was getting a phone call and had to look at my phone, and I was like going, oh, now I'm over here and you can't hear me, and now I'm back again. Okay, so I thought about it, and I decided I might share a poem with y'all, with you lovely folks. Another thing that I've been working on is my poetry. I love to write. I've been writing for a very, very, very long time. So it's pretty much the time I could pick up some sort of writing utensil and put it to some sort of writing apparatus, whether it be like a canvas or a piece of paper or a whiteboard or chalkboard or whatever. So if I could write on something, I would write. So I've been trying to focus a little bit more on my poetry, which is something that I did more than 10 years ago. And I kind of stopped because the person that I was with was not very interested in my poetry, and it kind of discouraged me quite a bit. So now I am encouraging myself and allowing others to encourage me. If I run across somebody who actually seems interested in my poetry, it makes me feel good, and I do like to share it. So I'm going to share with you at random one of my poems. This one is called Jump. I wrote this back on October 7th, 2019. And I don't always have dates when I've written my poems or my songs, but this one I do happen to have that. Occasionally I'll write it down because I want to remember, you know, how long ago did I write this darn thing? So here's Jump. Tender fingers reaching out, how I wish to touch this. Tumble down this hidden route into a warm darkness. Perambulating in a glorious Pandora's box, puzzles within riddles, secret keys to intangible locks. Misunderstood, this mercurial, quiet depth, misled, fracturing further with every breath. Drinking in the deep, bathing in my dangerous dalliance, delving ever down, daring to set my world off balance. Balancing barely, shaking, trembling over a tightrope, belaying my heart to an unseen rock on a slippery slope. Shine down on what you might call my soul, I'm ready to fly. Stronger, I let go, now I grow wings or prepare to die. So that is Jump. I'll let you decide the meaning behind that poem. I've written 30 poems within the last, well, half a year. I feel like I've developed kind of a style. My hope is one of these days I can actually publish a book of poetry, and that my poetry will have such a distinct flavor to it that if you were to read my poetry, you could probably guess that it belonged to me without knowing who the author actually was. I think that would be really cool. I would like to be known for that. So at some point, I may have a poetry book out there. It's something that I'm very passionate about. I like doing it, and it's hard to make myself sit down and write a poem. I have to have the right mood. Something has to strike me. I have to have some sort of powerful emotion, and I have to have some sort of like a, you know, flowy words going through my head, and I have to feel it. I can't just force myself to sit down and write. If I try to do that, it's going to look terrible. I'm not going to be able to finish. So poetry is kind of a fickle creature, and that means that I don't write them every day or anything like that. I just can't force it. But I have written quite a few. I have plenty of material to work off of, apparently. So I do write them, and I would love to continue sharing them on here. If you can provide any feedback as to whether or not that's something you want to hear, that would be great. Another thing that I am trying to do, and I don't know if I'd mentioned this in my previous podcast, is I'm trying to get myself back into reading. That's really difficult because for whatever reason, ever since I became a single lady, I have found that reading makes me feel very isolated. If I'm sitting there reading by myself, it makes me feel incredibly alone, and it makes me feel depressed, and I start to get down really low, and then I go to a dark place, and then I start writing poetry. So I have not been able to really just sit and read a book, and this pains me because I love reading. I love being surrounded by books. I love everything about books, and I love to read. I'm quite an avid reader. It runs in my family. And I would like to get back into reading. I like reading because it increases my vocabulary. It's interesting. You get to escape into some other world or someone else's story. And I learn a lot, increase my vocabulary. I think I already said that, maybe. Bad memory. Anyway, so yeah. So I'd like to be able to do it again. I have talked to a couple people about joining me for just a reading session, to just kind of sit and read. There's probably a meetup group out there, but I don't want to read with strangers. Blech. So we'll see how that works. The book that I'm... There's a couple books I'm interested in reading right now. I'm actually wanting to read the five love languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts by Gary Chapman. It's actually my roomie's book, and he's, you know, totally cool with lending me any books that I want to read. He's got a couple. And that one seemed interesting to me because I like the idea of understanding myself in terms of what I need to feel loved in a relationship, and being able to understand what I need to give to somebody so that they feel loved too. Because it's actually pretty good insight that not everybody feels loved the same way. So what makes me feel loved and special doesn't necessarily make you feel loved and special. I do know, just immediately, right away, straight away, that words of affirmation is my top love language. Words mean a lot to me, whether they be spoken, written, sung. They have quite the effect on me, and in order to feel loved and appreciated and desired, I need someone to say that, and I need them to say it often. I need quite a bit of reassurance. That is one thing about me. The other four love languages, I can't remember exactly what they are. I think one is time, another is acts of service, there's gifts, and there's something else, touch. Yes, touch is important. So those other four kind of float around for me a little bit. I think all five are important to everybody to a certain degree. Just you have to kind of prioritize them and know which one is like your top, or, you know, like which two maybe are your top. So words, of course, is top for me. And then sometimes it's touch. I found that I'm a very physical creature and I need a lot of touch. So that's something that's quite important to me. It makes me feel very good and I can't seem to get enough of it. The other one is probably time. I really need to spend a lot of time with somebody, and I know that there is a difference between quality of time and quantity of time, and it's really important to have quality time over quantity of time, but I would really like to have both, because I'm a greedy bastard, apparently. So that's another one that's important to me. So words, touch, time, probably acts of service, and then gifts last. I mean, I definitely love gifts, but and they do make me feel loved. I'm not denying that. But I often also feel guilty when I'm receiving gifts. I don't know if anybody else has that sense of guilt anytime somebody buys something for you. I appreciate it, but then I feel like I owe them. So So it's kind of a double-edged sword for me, but yeah, so that's something that I'm interested in reading. I'm also interested in reading, there is a book that I picked up from Uppercase Books in Snohomish a little while back, and it's called Discoveries and Opinions of Galileo, translated by Stillman Drake, and that sounds really interesting, which brings me to the last thing that I'm going to talk about in my podcast today, because I've already talked your ears off quite enough, and I still have more I could talk about, so I'll save that for a later podcast. I got a telescope for Christmas. Woo! I'm so excited. And it has been a non-stop cloud cover since Christmas. Ah! Like, it is... I literally have seen maybe 2 stars in a month. Oh! I can't even tell you how frustrating it is. It's gray and cloudy right now. Yeah, you can't see the sky at all. It's probably gonna be the same way tonight. Every, like, hour or so, I'm running to the sliding glass window and peeking outside. I'm like, stars? No stars? Fuck. Okay. So, one of these days, my telescope and I, we will see the stars together. I'm just waiting for that day to come. I love my telescope. It is a Celestron Astromaster 70. So, here comes the nerd part of my podcast. I set it all up myself. I was very proud of myself. I have all the little bits. It's a really nice telescope, honestly. And for the price, like, damn, this is good. I have to go back through and remember what all the parts are called, but I set up my finder scope the first day that I got the whole thing set up, and I've got this little accessory tray that's stuck to the tripod legs, so I can keep all of my little bits and bobs there that hold the different pieces and my other lens, my other scope. I've got 2 different ones that came with it. So I set up my finder scope so that when I turn it on and I get my little red dot, I can point it at a star or a planet or whatever that I want to look at, and then I can actually look through my my lens, my scope or whatever, and I can see the star up close. So I'm really excited to do that. It'd be super great if these clouds went away so I could use the god dang telescope. Everyone's like, go spy on your neighbors. I'm like, that's creepy. I don't want to do that. One of these days, very soon. I can't wait for warmer weather, because then I'm going to take my telescope out, maybe bring a friend, go view the stars from different points. It'll be great. There's even something apparently called like star parties where you can go and look at specific stars, I'm assuming, together with a group of people that all bring their own telescopes. I'm really excited. I can't wait to use it. I'm going to go super, super astronomy nerd here in a minute. Telescope. Hooping, working on job stuff, going on dates with one particular guy that I'm hoping is going to continue and go very well, things like that. And yeah, that's mostly been my life up to date. And I've got some fun stuff coming up that I'll tell you about in my next podcast, like I'm going to be doing an escape room here soon, and we'll catch up later. I would love it if you would send me an email at thenerdrypodcast@gmail.com or found me on my Nerdry Podcast Facebook page and had some comments or sent me any funny pictures of dogs or something, whatever you want to do. Thank you so much for listening. Always appreciate it. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.